Let me make sure I'm recording. Welcome back, angels. Oh my mind, hold on. Let me get this together. Hold on, y'all. Y'all like these little candies in the gold wrapper? They are so good. And I just eat them like somebody gave them to me for Christmas. And I've just been slowly eating them. Just like my second or third one eating. And I just had a sweet tooth, so. But we gonna wash that right on down. Come on in the room. Let me get some ones in the chat. Come on in the room. Happy first Sunday. Okay, it is the first Sunday of 2024, and I am so happy to have you here. Hey, great, Miss Sands. Thank you for stopping through. Come on in the room. Listen, grab your drink, whatever you need, your glass, your water, okay? I got both. I got some candy. Grab whatever you need, okay? Grab your glass and sit your ass right on down. Welcome home, Angel. Welcome to another episode of Soulful Sundays with Talks with Ty. Today is Sunday, January the 7th, 2024. And you right on time, y'all. We made it. Child, we made it to another Sunday. Okay. Happy New Year. If this is your first time seeing me, you're late, but you bet. This is like my third episode. Okay. I told y'all I'm doing right. All right. And with that being said, let's get into how we feeling for 2024.
With the old and with the new car, new crib, new nigga too. Life moves so fast, let go of the past. Love a little more, cherish what you have. When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high. Make a wish and blow it to the sky. It's gonna be the best year of your life. Best year of your life. Best year of your life.
Listen, I tried to hurry and eat that candy before I came back, y'all. But it's gonna be the best year. We claiming it. It's gonna be the best year of your life. It's gonna be the best year of your life. La 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 la. All right. This chocolate is really thick. Oh my goodness. But we got a lot to talk about tonight. So without further ado, you ought to know what time it is. Okay? You ought to know. Get an intro! All right, so everybody had their minute to get what they need to be successful for this episode, okay? Get the kids, put them up, or bring them in the room. It don't matter. Get your children, whatever you want to do. You know, this is a family friend show. Sometimes we a little, you know, this is an adult show, though. So don't get your kids. As we talk about adult things, okay? Listen, happy Sunday, y'all. We made it through the first week of January. Now, I don't know about y'all. But this time last year, I was over it. Okay, 7 days in and I was over 2023. Okay? 2024, a little bit better. I'm grateful. I'm happy. Mentally, physically, you know, spiritually better. You know, still growing through. Feeling good, blessed, highly favored, grateful, thankful, all those good things. Fat girl went to the gym today. Okay. I've been doing some things behind. I'm getting, you know, I got to get my, you know, body together, keep it tight and right. All right. You know, doing the things that I need to do for myself because I want this to be the best year of my life. That's why I like that little reel that we got, that I've been playing every episode. And I'm probably going to play it for the rest of the year because that's my mood. This is my mood. Get into it. If this not your mood, get the hell away from me, okay? Don't come around me if this ain't your mood.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
Don't come around me. Don't come around me if this ain't your mood.
Out with the old and with the new. New car, new crib.
New nigga too.
Life moves so fast. Let go of the past. Love a little more. Cherish what you have.
When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high.
Make a wish and
blow it to the sky. This gon' be the best year of my life. This gon' be the best year of my life. And if you not down, get the hell from around me. La 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 la. If you ain't feeling like that, you don't need to be in my company. Cause this is gonna be the best year of y'all. Pray for me before I get this show started. My son is deploying in the United States Navy in exactly 9 days. And I've been trying like not to freak out, but I try not to call him. And I'm just trying not to freak out. You know, I don't want to worry him and be calling him every day, asking him if he okay. But like, he is leaving in 9 days and I'm going through it. I have been worried, and I know. Okay, you cannot have faith in fear, but I'm human and I have faith, but I also experience anxiety. I'm not going to call it fear. I'm just going to call it anxiety. My baby about to be gone for 9 months. It's one thing that he's an adult and he's out living his life and, you know, he's in his career, the beginning stages of his career. And I'm so proud of him. Like, anybody that knows me, if you don't know me, my kids are my biggest flex. My sons, Anthony and Zymir. When I tell you God blessed me out with my seeds, my soul cries. Hallelujah. Okay. God bless me out with my kids, y'all. I'm telling you. I can't think of any other child's parent I would rather be than them. They are my greatest blessings. They are my greatest gifts. They are proof that I was here, and they just like that. Like, both of them. My kids are like that. Like, I don't talk about nobody else's kids, but I know about mine. And I'm just, there are no words. I could sit here and have a whole show about my sons, you know, but I'm not going to do that tonight, maybe another night. But my baby is my oldest son. You know, he's leaving. He'll be doing his first deployment in exactly 9 days. And I can't see him off because of where he is, unfortunately. But I will be there when he gets back. Amen. So, y'all say a prayer for me, because I'm sure I'm going to be coming up here, honey, trying to hold it together some nights, okay? Worried about him. And you know, when they're young, they don't listen. So, they think they know everything. So, I just hope that he listens to me. But say a prayer for my son and me for safe travels. Moving right along into tonight's conversation. So there were a few things that I wanted to talk about tonight, but I watched church virtually this morning. And some weeks I tune in, you know, it just depends on where I'm at, what I got going on. But I watched Zion. And if you're in the DMV area, my cousin originally turned me on to that church. And then the boo, he watches that church too. So, I decided to watch, to tune into that today, because I had left the gym and I came back home kind of doing stuff around the house. And I just wanted to hear some positive stuff. And I was just setting the atmosphere, you know, for my week and for me. and I decided to turn on, and I caught it right on time to listen to, you know, the meat and potatoes of the situation, the word. And so, now by no means, if this is your first time here, this is not a spirit, a religious show. Let me let that be known. Talks with Tata podcast is a real show. Okay, we talk about real things. I don't sugarcoat nothing. I'm not a religious woman, but I am a spiritual woman, and I do believe in God. He's definitely real. Okay, whatever your religious background is, I hope that you find this as a safe space, because I try to create a safe space for all people. Now, with that being said, I'm going to move on and get into my conversation. This is a judgment-free zone. You're free. This is the internet, so you're free to judge me. I really don't care. I'm going to do me. I'm going to get out the seed that I need to get out and do what I need to do. But like I was saying, thank you, cousin. Thank you so much. I was watching the show, and I was watching church, and they were talking about purpose, right? And in particular, pastor, the lead pastor is Pastor Battle. I don't really know his first name. I don't want to botch it, but Zion Church, it's a big church in the DMV area. So I was watching him, and he specifically said something that really touched me. He was talking about, today's sermon was about the Addams Family, and, you know, just being built for it, like just being built. And in it, he was talking about the beginning, how God made Adam. And I had never heard this broken down like this before. That's why, let me put this out there. Let me go ahead and say this, because church is a place for you to receive what you need to keep you spiritually grounded. There's a level of education, I think, that should come in the church. I am not a church goer. I do not belong to a church, but I have before. And I feel like in order for me to become a part of a church, which takes a lot, because again, I'm not a religious woman, but I am spiritually connected to the Creator. And I think that in order to become a part of the church, there has to be a leader there that speaks to me. You know, whether they good, bad, right, wrong, high, low, indifferent, I'm getting something. And so I particularly have been listening to Mr. Battle, Pastor Battle, as of lately, because I like how he delivers things. I get them. And he checks me low-key without even checking me. He gets me together. And I need that. And so his sermon today was talking about being built for it. And he was just saying how there's no one like you. So many people in today's, in the world today are, like, social media is such a, it's an amazing thing. Like, social media is an amazing thing. But if you're not careful, you will find yourself becoming victim to it. You will find yourself trying to be like everyone, trying to look like everyone, and trying to sound like everyone. And it's easy to lose your identity on social media. I scroll. That's why I'm so careful now about what I follow. When social media first came out, I followed celebrities. I followed a whole lot of pictures, people. Now I'm very particular, because it can be very addictive. It can be very addictive. It can be very mind consuming. Excuse me. It can be very mind-consuming, mind-altering, mind-changing. You really have to pay attention, like, to what you're feeding yourself on social media. But one of the downfalls to social media is that people lose who they are. Trying to impress or prove something to people who they don't even know. The truth is that nobody is like you. Nobody. And he talked about that this morning. Like, we are all created differently. Even if, excuse me, I'm sorry. Even if you have a twin, identical twin, you know, you have the same name as your parents, whatever, your genetic makeup is different. You are one of one. And so he talked about that in reference to knowing who you are and then understanding purpose, because we're all created for a purpose. One thing that really stuck out to me with him was he said, plant me in my purpose. It's one thing, and I've talked about this before on my show, it's one thing to be out here and, okay, so I'm going to try to use the analogy that he used. He said, you know, when you coming up, have you ever known somebody that like had it all figured out? They knew what they were going to be. They knew what they were going to do. Or as you got older, you met a friend and they just knew what school they were going to. They knew what they were going to study. Like, they had it all figured out. It was already planned out. And it's not that things were easier for them, but they just had it planned out. Like, they knew what they were going to do and they did just that. Opposed to, you know, you might have been the person or knew someone that didn't know what they wanted to major in, didn't know what school they wanted to go to. They just didn't have anything figured out. They was just flying by. And on the outside looking in, you look at the person that has it all figured out and they're doing all these things and it looks like they have their
shit together.
Right? And then you look at the person who doesn't have anything planned out and doesn't know where they're going.
And it looks like they don't have their shit together.
Okay? So he was talking about that and how that relates to purpose. Like, when you find out what your purpose is, when you tap into your purpose, how your life becomes not easier, but you understand it more. And that set with me so strongly because I'm like, damn, when I was out here trying to figure things out, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to be. I thought I wanted to be this. I thought I wanted to be that. And as I was going through those changes to think that all of that made up my makeup of who I am today, which is amazing, because all of those things that I went through, I'm now using them in my purpose. But how lost I felt, how sad I felt, how I didn't know why this was happening to me or understanding why I was going through certain things and or why I was born into certain situations, right? But it wasn't until maybe the past, let me see, this 2024, around 2022, I figured out, no, I'm lying, around 2021, I figured out my purpose. I knew that my purpose was to be of service. That's my purpose. I truly believe that my purpose is to be a woman of service. Now, what that looks like is a really huge umbrella, right? I provide women with beauty care. I coach young children. I'm a mom. You know what I'm saying? I'm now a podcaster. You know what I'm saying? And I just, this isn't of, I wouldn't consider that, well, let me not lie. I do consider this of service because it's my duty to help somebody along the way. I think about myself and when I was coming up and if I had a voice to listen to that just heard me, you know what I'm saying? So that is an act of service. Just being a person that plants good seed, you know, not perfect, not perfection, but just good enough for them to take and water and watch it grow. And I didn't really have that. I tried to look different places. You know, I was in and out all around the world. So I was just figuring it out. And so now, hindsight is 2020. I think about everything that I went through and it's for this place, this time where I am in my life right now. Yeah, I am in the most safest, healthiest, space. Mentally, physically, emotionally, that I've ever been in my life. I see very much clear. Very much clear. And I think about every person that I came across, every thing that I've ever done, every mistake that I've ever made, like, and how that affects me now in my purpose. I think about my situation with my mom, with my dad, like how all these things affect me in my purpose, not just here as a podcaster, but like in providing services for women, like in being a coach, in being a mom. So I understand my purpose better. So when I go through things, I'm not really saying why this is happening to me. I'm saying, okay, this is happening for me. What do I need to get here? Even though it's not easy, even though the trouble is still trouble, even though I may be going through some pain, some strife, I might shed some tears, I know I'm going to get something to help me towards my purpose. And so it makes it okay for me to grow through it. I'm not hesitant on the trouble. When you step into your purpose, when you figure out why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to go through whatever because you understand that nothing is in vain. I have people that I know in my life right now, family. I ain't going to say friends because I don't have many of them and they growing through things. You know, my friends are in some better spaces than others, but they're growing through. But I got people that I know, associates, family, that things are happening with them. And, hey, George, everything is well. Things are happening with them. And they can't understand why. You're not a victim. You're not a victim. The moment that you figure out what your purpose is, you will understand how to deal with anything that comes up against you. And what I'm seeing is a person might say, okay, well, Ty, how you figure out your purpose? I think time. Because we all develop differently. Right? No two people develop the same. You are not, I have people around me that are not on my level. They are above me. Like, I don't hang out with nobody on my level. If you around me and I'm hanging out with you, there's something that I admire about you. There's something that's in you that I want to learn or gain. Or I have learned in my purpose. I don't hang out with people that's on my level. I hang out with people that's doing the dang thing, that's progressing in areas that I want to progress in my life. And then maybe they hang around me because I'm progressing in areas that they want to be in their life, right? I hang out with people where there's a give and take. I've learned to hang out with people that are assets. And this may be selfish, but we got to stop being a little bit more selfish in 2024. I'm not hanging out with you if you ain't got nothing to give me. Fuck.
Fuck that shit.
I'm 39 years old. I don't know how many summers I have left. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know how many summers I have left. You think you get one? You think you get one of my summers? One of my winters? One of my springs? One of my falls? You think you get to waste my time? I'm at a season in my life. If it's not beneficial to me, I don't want any. You could call it selfish.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to be selfish. It's time for Takiya to start taking care of me. I need people that's going to hold me accountable. I need people that's going to hold me to the fire. If I say I want to go to the gym every day and you see that I ain't going, I need people that's going to get mad with me. I need people in my life that are financially stable, that know how to budget. I need people in my life that have something to lose. I can't hang around no more people this day. Listen, when I get to where I got to go, I could come back for you, baby. But right now I'm in grind mode. I'm in grind mode. And in this season in my life, if you don't understand that, I can't explain it to you. Watch the show. dead ass. And then that will give you some understanding as to why I am where I am right now. I can't do it no more. And I understand that maybe I could have, people around me that I've lost could have been at that season in their life. It's okay. It's okay. If whoever fall off right now, I'm cool with that. I can't do nothing for nobody because I'm trying to do it for myself. Excuse my dogs barking. That's for me stomping. But baby, I can't help you. I'm trying to help me. Listen. Hang around some people that's going to help you be the best version of yourself. I think I have taken so long to get where I needed to be because I held on to things that I had no
motherfucking business holding on to. Dead weight will drag your ass down. Period.
Let it go. If it don't want to be with you, it's okay. Let it go. If the good is outweighing the bad, if the bad is outweighing the good, it's okay. Let it go. And if the good is outweighing the bad, hold on. It might be worth the fight. But when it's about to teeter-totter, when that shit start to get too even, let it go. I don't even want it even. I want to know that I can hold on to something. You're helping me better myself in some kind of way. I am helping you better yourself in some kind of way. I'm not drained. I'm not frustrated. I'm not going to God asking him, why are you here 2, 3, 4 months in a row? I ain't finna do that no more. I done been there, done that. Listen, purpose. I don't even know how I got on. I don't know who that was for because that just went totally left because we was talking about purpose, but I had to get that out. That was for somebody, okay? Purpose. The way that you find out what your purpose is, this is just from my perspective. Keep in mind, this is just a podcast. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Woo! It's an opinionated podcast at that. From the perspective of me. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about what I'm saying out there. If I'm wrong, let me know. Okay? But this is how you know. As you get older, right, you start to develop skills, knowledge, wisdom. Skills, knowledge, wisdom. Skills, knowledge, wisdom. Find out what you're good at. Find out what you're good at. Find out what you're good at. Oh, they gonna leave the chat if they know I'm talking to them. You know, and the ones that stay, thank y'all for staying. I'm cool. I'm gonna say what I gotta say, whether it's one person in the room or 10,000 people in here. I just need one. I just need one. I just need one to get it out. I just need one to hear it. I just need one to get it, baby. And then I've done my due diligence. But anyway, find out what you're good at. Find out what you're good at. Figure out how to apply that to your life, in your life. It's going to come easy. The doors in that area are going to open. They're going to open up for you in that area. Doors are going to begin to just open up. And that's how opportunities are going to begin to present themselves in that area. God is going to begin to reveal things to you in that area. The universe is going to work for you in that area. That's how you know you're kind of stepping into your purpose. Things will be fruitful for you there. You will feel amazing. You will know this is where I'm supposed to be. This is it. This is it. And see, you won't have to be worried about if you like this person, if you like that person, how good that person doing in that. Because it could be something that somebody else is doing, and they might be doing better than you. But that's okay. You have to learn obedience, and there's certain things that have to happen for growth. Right? Obedience is one of them. Okay? But if that's your thing, you can't go a day without doing it. You can't go too long without doing that thing. You're going to get sad if you don't do it. You're going to get depressed. You're going to feel lost. You're going to feel empty. And you might stray away from it because you feel like, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe Ty was wrong. But somehow, some way, you're going to circle right back to that thing. I'm going to tell you how I knew service, being of service, was my thing. 17 years old, I graduated high school. My great-grandmother begged me to go to hair school. Begged me to go. You know, when you 17, you think you know everything. Honey, I was hot to try to body like, built like a stallion, and she couldn't tell me nothing. Come on, Dry. Can you turn off? I'm sorry for that buzzing. But anyway, I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I'm going away to college. But I wanted to wait on my best friend, so I ended up staying local for a year, having a baby. Eventually, I went away to college some years later. All to return back home and to go into the military. I do 14 years in the military, y'all. 14. Doing hair, makeup all throughout my time in the military. Only to retire out and get and not go to hair school once, but twice. When I could have did it 14 years prior and probably skyrocketed in my career. Because that was my purpose. Service is my purpose. I can't be out of alignment with giving some type of service. People are my purpose. Boom. Go to hair school. Relocate. Go back to hair school again. I do 2 cosmetology programs. Okay, 2 cosmetology programs, y'all, from 2 different schools, the top 2 schools in America. I finished my cosmetology program at Aveda Institute in San Antonio, Texas. I ended up moving, so I wanted to do another year of school, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I said, forget it. I didn't get my license at the time, so I was like, I'm going to just go to school up here. I'm going to just do the program all over. Came up here, right, did the program. Ended up getting my license in Texas. Okay. Came up here, did the program. All right. So I did 2 years of cosmetology school full time. All right. But it was the people. Everybody that I came in contact with, I was supposed to be in contact with at that time. I was in my purpose and I didn't even know it then. Only to get out, say I'm going to do hair full time. Everything that I try to do, nothing works out. Nothing works out. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting frustrated. I'm going through some things still, personally. And I'm still trying to work things out within myself spiritually. Okay? So I'm trying to figure things out. Hick presents another opportunity. God had put it on my spirit to start Coach Chili. And I'm like, Coach Chili, where am I going, Coach Chili? Anywhere that I would go has a team already. You know, I reconnected with somebody from high school. Just so happens to be an athletic director at a school. Boom, I'm in coaching. God had already told me I was going to do it, but I thought it was going to be my best friend that would bring me into it. No. Now, coaching, cool. So I'm like, okay, I know that I'm in my purpose. I can feel it. God had already prepared me for it. So I'm like, okay. They need their head done. Parents need their head done. I'm helping them out. So I'm back in my groove doing what I love to do, which is hair, but now I'm doing it differently. Only to be offered a full-time job within the school system. Not just those kids you're going to help. You're going to help people. You're going to speak to people. And when you speak, they're going to listen. But I need you to be obedient. And I need you to stay on course. Because, and this is God talking to me. Because when you speak, it has to have substance. You just can't be saying anything. See, the seeds that you plant have to be fruitful. So I need you to be obedient. You got to stay on track. So my purpose is different. My work, that's why I say I can't do what everybody do. I can't do what everybody do. I can't be what everybody be. I just had this conversation with my boo. We're different. And that's okay. But I'm growing. I'm not even the same person you met so many months ago. I'm growing. And I'm not telling you to change who you are, but I just need you to understand who you're dealing with. Real spill. You got to be, I notice as I'm getting older, as I'm growing, as I'm being obedient, I'm getting more honest, and I'm okay with being more honest. This is healthy. See, my behavior now is healthy. This is healthy behavior. Being able to have a conversation, we may not agree, but we have an understanding. That's healthy. You be so used to toxicity and the bad stuff that you don't know what healthy is when you see it, baby. I'm telling you, it feels good. It feels good to be with someone, to be able to tell them how I'm feeling, whether or not they agree with it. It feels good to be able to sit here and tell my story open, honestly, and candid, hoping that it'll help somebody. Hell, I go through it still to this day. I'm still figuring things out. A big thing that I'm working on this year is budgeting. So I'm constantly around financially savvy people. Y'all, I don't hang out with nobody broke. I ain't trying to be in the company of nobody that ain't got a good career going for themselves and doing something. I'm telling you, I'm not hanging. You ain't. We both can't not have no money. I need to be around you so I can know how to get with you. Okay? I got a friend right now to this day, my dog, Andrea Smith, money guru. When I get around her, I get excited, y'all, because I know I'm going to learn something. She's so good with money, finances, figure. When she speaks, I listen, and that's a lot for me to do. When that woman opens up her mouth, I'm waiting to receive the knowledge that I need to be successful, baby. I'm hanging around people like that. And I pray that I'm able to give them something. If you hanging around me and you don't get nothing, don't hang out with me. Leave me alone. I'm wasting your time. You need to be hanging around somebody that may be on a higher level than me. If me and you are spiritually on the same level and you're no longer getting anything from me, I may not be in this season for you. You might got to elevate. I'm not offended. I understand things differently today because I'm in my purpose. You ever had somebody that may have all the resources and don't know what the hell to do with them? You ever seen somebody like that? They might got all the money, the credit, the beautiful home, the picket fence, the bomb wife, or the wife that's really savvy and knows what to do, or the husband that got all of my, and they just don't know what to do because they're not in their purpose. People, and I'm speaking as a still married woman, legally I'm still married, but I'm speaking as a woman who's been in a marriage before, because I'm still married, but I'm separated. So I'm going to say in a marriage. I didn't allow my spouse to be of use. I thought I knew everything. So I didn't listen when he spoke. I missed a lot of opportunities for him to be of service. People that have it all figured out, like I said, that don't know, you know, they got all the resources, but they don't know what to do with it. See, you're not in your purpose. When you're in your purpose, you have grace. God's grace. It will follow you in your purpose. When you're in your purpose, you have favor. doors open for you. If you're starting a business this year, business is a business after business, or if you got this and this and this and that going on and ain't none of it working, none of it's still standing, none of it's prospering, you're not in your purpose. Get out. You're trying to do what you see somebody else do. See, you saw somebody else open up a clothing boutique and you seen how well they did in a year. So you go open up a clothing boutique. You don't talk to God about it. You just go open up a clothing boutique. You use all the vendors that they use. You're trying to do what they did. And you wonder why it's 12 years, 13 months later, and you ain't did what they did. Because, girl, it wasn't for you to do. It wasn't for you to do. You ain't even asked God if you're supposed to be doing it. It ain't your purpose. You trying to compare apples to oranges. You looking at this girl, don't know what she been through, how she got to where she going. It's grace on her. It's favor on her. She's in her purpose. But here you come thinking you could do what she doing because you got the resources. You got the lady with the bag or the man with the bag. Nothing breaks for you. So you worried about somebody else and what they doing and how they getting what they doing, how they getting what they getting. Worry about yourself. So search within you, figure out your purpose. There's grace in your purpose. There's favor in your purpose. Not only that, you are built for your purpose. You are built for it. You are constructed. God created you for that. So once you're in it, once you figure it out, anything that comes up, you're built for it. Any trouble that comes, you built for it. Anything that's happening, you don't understand, you're built for it. So you deal with things easily when you're in your purpose. That's what I'm saying. You start to understand that things are not happening to you. They're happening for you in your purpose. There's grace in your purpose. There's favor in your purpose. Doors open in your purpose. Not hers, not his, but yours. Find your purpose. Stop worrying about what everybody else doing, what everybody else look like. What God has for you is for you. It's your purpose. You are formed for your purpose. You're built for it. If you doing something and you ready to jump over the side, that ain't your purpose. You ain't built for that. Next. Let's take 10 steps back and start over. I am the 10 step back queen. I will say, hold up. Let me make sure I'm supposed to be in this space because it's a lot right now. And I want to catch what I'm supposed to catch. But if this ain't for me, I don't want that. That's for somebody. I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the 10 step back queen. Like, okay, I'm getting stressed out. I'm getting overwhelmed. Is God, is this what we're supposed to be doing right now? Let me know what's up. What's going on? I'm the 10 step back queen. I promise you that. But that's my past that has taught me that I'm built for where I am right now. So what I've been through because I'm in my purpose. You people ask me how you do it. I don't listen. If you look at my life over the past 20, 36 months, I should have been in through an entire. Those of you that know, man. Odds stacked up against me so high. I don't know. I do not know. Like, I do not know. How do I know what I'm going to come up here and talk about every night I wake? I ask God to guide me in nights that I just want to get up here and I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Sometimes I can feel like, I feel in my spirit, you're not supposed to be talking about that. That's not your purpose. You're trying to be like somebody else. For example, I'm going to give y'all a real moment of transparency. People ask me my opinion on social media all the time, right? Things that go on in the media, stuff like that. When I had a moment in my podcasting journey where I was like, okay, I'm going to do celebrity gossip. I'm going to do celebrity news, stuff like that, because it was popping. To hell with asking God. I just wanted to go viral. I wanted to have a moment, y'all. I'm being transparent. I'm like, if we're going to do this YouTube thing, I want to be like them. I want to make it. I want to be that girl. Not understanding and not knowing, that's not my thing. I don't really care. I don't even follow celebrities. I don't even do that. Like, I really do not.
Yeah, I really don't give a shit about rich people problems. Like, I don't give a fuck. So,
I found myself trying to do this, and I'm following all these blog pages, and I got all the notifications on, and I'm trying to keep up. It's too much. It was giving me a headache. It was too overwhelming. I was missing stories. It wasn't my purpose. And some people that I follow in the YouTube world, in the podcasting world, they're really good at that. And I'm like, but this is how they're going viral. I want to be like that, but that's not my ministry. So I had to take 10 steps back with this thing. So last Wednesday, I said, okay, because people be sending me DMs or asking me how I feel about certain things that are happening in pop culture. I said, I'm going to make Wednesday, weekly Wednesday or something like that. It depends on the day. It depends on the Wednesday. It depends on the time. It depends on the subject, because I was originally going to name my Wednesdays Wisdom Wednesdays, and that's exactly what they're going to be. Wednesdays full of wisdom. Now, if God chooses to use me to talk about a situation that's happening, then so be it. But all that social media stuff, y'all, I can't do it. It's cool to watch. It's entertaining, but I can't sit up here and talk about it because it's not giving you anything. We see those things all the time, all day. And it's just not who I am. It's not I don't sit up and talk about people. I've never been a person to sit up and talk about people. I don't give a fuck about what people going through. I don't care. I got my own problems. I'm trying to figure out my own budget this year. I don't care. So it's like I'm doing something that's not, it's not in my purpose to do it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever tried to do something and it's not for you? It doesn't feel right when you do it. Like, you think, okay, I got this together. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to talk about this. And then when you start doing it, you be like, you don't feel good. Or it doesn't come out right, or you're struggling to deliver. When I'm sitting up here, whatever I'm supposed to, it flows. Sometimes I jump over here, I jump over there, but I'm always bringing it back. It flows. And the people that's supposed to hear it, hear it. The seeds that's supposed to be planted are planted. Find your purpose. Find your purpose. When you find your purpose, that your life will change. You will look at things differently. You will process things differently. You will observe people differently. You will start to love you in a different way because you understand what it is that you're here to do. When you figure out your purpose, you don't really give a flying rat's ass about what nobody think about you. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that. But the people whose tea I am, get your glass and sit your
ass down, baby. I'm about to fill you up.
That's how I feel about it. I'm not here to tickle nobody's fancy. Hell, I'm here to, if I got to pull my own, because I only pull my skeletons out. I don't have a problem with talking about my own skeletons. Let me just say that. I'm going to tell my story before somebody else do. My grandmother taught me that. Don't be scared to pull out your own skeletons out your closet. Tell your story before somebody else do it. So I'm cool with that. But I go to God about my shortcomings because I feel like that's where I get the strength to do what I need to do to be successful. But if I have to talk about a shortcoming of mine to help somebody, then that's exactly what God going to have me do. It ain't even me. He gonna make me put it on the flow. So when I found my purpose, I started speaking more freely, more candidly. my light started to shine a little brighter. It's not that it didn't always shine, because to me, I always been that girl, but I didn't always know it. Now, I don't care if I'm 180 pounds, 250 pounds. I'm that
motherfucking girl.
And I'm gonna light up any room I go into. And if it should make you uncomfortable, baby, put your shades on or get
the fuck out.
I will never dim my light for anybody. Don't ever sit me in no corner and tell me to be quiet. The person that I'm supposed to be with, the company that I'm supposed to keep, they gonna tell me,
talk your shit, Ty. Talk your shit, sis. Tell them, baby. Let them know.
That's the company I'm supposed to keep, because this is a part of my service. So anybody that's supposed to be around me, they gonna feel comfortable when I open my mouth. If you ain't comfortable when I open my mouth, or you feel some type of way when I say so, I know you ain't my people. Don't worry. I seen what I need to see, and you ain't gonna be around long. The podcast with me and my mother, purpose. We did that with purpose. We put that platform up there so people can see at some point anyone who has been through addiction, you can get back with your child. You can have a healthy relationship. You can grow. Yes, it's going to hurt. You're going to go through pain. You're going to go through struggles. But you can make it. Purpose. I don't do nothing if it ain't got no purpose to it. I don't chase no money. I chase purpose. I tell people that all the time, stop chasing a bag. Yes. Money makes things better. I'd be lying if I said that it didn't. Oh my God, I can't wait to get rich. But it's not that I ain't rich now. I'm rich in every area that I need to be rich in. Things I need to improve on, hell yeah. But I ain't poor. You a lie. Somebody might got some more money than me, but they ain't me. Shit, they ain't me. I'm lit. What you mean? And all I need, all I'm missing is some money. Good God, the bag dropped.
Bitch, y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me a motherfucking thing. I'm gonna be out here
blessing people left and right, up and down, and still
talking my shit. What you mean? Get play with somebody else.
I'm telling you. Let me get some money. Oh my God. You think you sick of me now? And it's coming. Cause I'm chasing purpose. It's coming. Chasing purpose got me my full-time job in the government. Now I'm making money. I don't chase no bag. I chase purpose. What's up? God tell me what I'm supposed to be doing right now. That's what I want. Because I don't feel right when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Put me in a position that you need me in, where I'm supposed to be, and everything else is going to follow. God will provide. Chase that purpose and find out. Chase purpose without a dollar and find out if he'll provide. I'm trying to tell you something good. I'm trying to tell you something good. I'm trying to tell you something good. Don't just form me, fill me with purpose. I don't want to just be here. I don't want to just exist. I want people to know that I was here. I want to be in my purpose in everything that I do, in every space that I'm in. I want to be. Now that I figured it out, I want to be in service. Tell me what I need to do. Y'all don't feel me though, because y'all ain't there yet. And I pray that you get there. Again, this is no religious show. You get me wrong, baby. I'm a, listen, I keep it on it. And whatever that looks like, sometimes I might come out crazy. People may not understand it. It's cool, but that's just who I am. Flawed and all. It's just me. This is Talks with Ty. We talk. The best, if I could give you any advice in 2024, find your purpose. Seek God's face and hone in on purpose. I just tapped into my purpose, y'all, 2-3 years ago. And I'm still figuring things out as I go along. But the more that I figure it out, the better I feel, the better it becomes. The more ways that are made, God provides for me every time. I started with nothing. I am highly blessed. And this is just the God ain't even really. But see, when you get to that point, you got to be ready. I remember coming into the new year, I was asking God, I want the blessing, but I don't want to fumble it. Prepare me, God, so
I don't fuck it up.
He can bless you with it. What you going to do, though? I need to be prepared. I want to be ready to receive what you have for me to receive so that I can do what I need to do so that I'm always continuously in purpose. If it's outside of purpose, I ain't finna do that. You're going to have to get somebody else. And I don't always know what that may look like, so I'm going to wait. Because, see, when I do it by myself,
y'all, I fuck it up. I don't want to fuck it up. I'm too old to be fucking shit up.
I don't know how many summers I got left. I can't
be fucking shit up. I can't.
I need all my summers. I need them to change every summer. I need more vacations and I need yachts. But I come on with the purpose. Everybody, and I understand what comes. God is showing me every day what comes with that. Man, oh man, oh man, you haven't said nothing wrong at all. You sound like me at 2023. I'm still trying to find my purpose. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. It's coming. Keep seeking God's face on it. It's coming. It's coming. It ain't nothing like finding your purpose. When you find it, baby, let me tell you. You're going to have people telling you what this is, what that, that's what worked for you. I know what worked for me in my life. What's been working and we going, as I grow, I will see what continues to work and what doesn't work, I will let fall by the wayside. But this purpose, we going to always be on that. I ain't chasing no money or nobody else. I ain't chasing no man, no woman, no what's viral, what's hot. I don't give a hell. What we doing? Let's go. Let's go. I'm telling y'all, find your purpose. When you find your purpose, things change. When you find your purpose, things change. You change. You become better. The best version of yourself you become. Thank you so much for tuning in to Talks with Ty. This has been an amazing episode of Soulful Sundays. I hope that it has helped you. It has planted a positive seed in you. It has done whatever it needs to do. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. Before I go, make sure you follow me on all social media outlets. Okay? Make sure you follow me at TalksWithTy_ on YouTube. Make sure you're following me at Talks with Ty, the podcast on TikTok, and at Talks with Ty on Facebook. And I said Talks with Ty on YouTube, right? I think I did. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. I appreciate you. Okay. I truly, truly do. Listen, if you're tuning in right now, go ahead and put your notifications on. Turn on your notification bell, okay, so that you alert, so that you can come on in the room and we can have these conversations.